Before we get into today's episode of the Kona Edge, I just wanted to give you a heads up once again that at the end of this month, we are once again giving away an entry into a half Ironman race anywhere in the world. You can race if you'd like to enter. All you need to do is head over to the KonaEdge.com/win. You can also text the word Ironman to 44222 if you're in the United States, and I'll send you the details on how you can get into the draw. And it's as simple as becoming a patron of the Kona Edge. So if you spare a few cents our way and help us keep the lights on, we'll put your name into the draw. For every dollar that you pledge, you get one entry into the draw. It'll be happening on the 1st of July. So head over to thekonaedge.com/win, or you can text the word Ironman to 44222.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. We're going to chat some swimming today here on the podcast, something that I think a lot of triathletes, just in my experience of chatting to people who listen to the Kona Edge, are struggling with. If you need some help, we've put together an ebook that you can download right now for free. It's called The Four Swim Killers and How to Fix Them to Improve Your Ironman Swim Right Now. Head over to thekonaedge.com/swim to get details and download it. So that's thekonaedge.com/swim. It's time for today's Coach's Corner. If you're an athlete looking for a coach, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we've got access to some of the best triathlon and Ironman coaches around. If you'd like to find out more or hook up with one of our coaches, whether you need help with a swim, bike, run, or nutrition, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can get all the details there. Check out all the coaches that we've got access to. And don't forget, too, if you are a coach and you would like to get access to the podcast and get a bit of a plug on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can get all the details there. So that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Time to chat some swimming on the Kona Edge. We head back to Pretoria in South Africa to catch up with Rihanna Robertson. Rihanna, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us today. You mentioned that the swim is not your strongest of the three disciplines, but when it comes to Ironman, that as much as you want a strong swim, it's not the end of the world if it is your weakest discipline. It's sometimes probably better that way.
Yeah, no, I started out being a very weak swimmer, but ironically enough, and I mentioned, I think, in the previous chats that I'm a bit of a diesel engine, so I'm able to keep a very high pace for a longer period of time. And that kind of worked for Ironman, seeing that most of my swims I normally do in about an hour. So it works brilliantly for that. And what I say to my athletes as well, it's not as about having a fast swim. It's about getting out of the water where you are in a position to start biking and running. So by the time you get out of the water, you don't want to be lactic. You don't want to be tired. You actually want to have the rest of the day ready to be able to push on your stronger disciplines. So swimming is not just about being fast, but also being efficient and saving energy.
You've made big gains on your swim, like you say. What are some of the things that you think have sort of helped and aided that process? What are some of the things that you've done that's improved your swim?
I think where I grew up in Bethlehem, where there wasn't any swims, and we try to do as much as we can with mom and dad and the pool and the dam. But when I got to Pretoria, I joined a squad, and Rocco Mayring, who's actually a lot of triathletes swim with him, actually helped me a lot of my swimming stroke. I think there was a bit of a natural swimming stroke that came to mind. But I got into a squad and I got myself a swimming coach, and that obviously paid off in the long term.
Yeah, and Rocco is great. I mean, he's worked with some big names. You mentioned Kate Roberts in our last chat. I know he's worked a lot with Kate. I don't think he's there anymore, but he was based at the High Performance Centre in Pretoria. And a lot of South Africa's top triathletes have come through there. I think of Vian Sulvalt. I'm sure Vian's worked with him at some stage. So, it's important to get some help. I mean, I hear it so often. People say they feel like Michael Phelps in the water, but as soon as they get some video analysis, they realize maybe not so much. And getting that help is important.
Yeah, so there's actually a bit of a story about this. I actually went to Rocco because when I got to university and I was lucky enough to be there on a triathlon scholarship bursary, they threw me in with the swimmers. So I had to do swimming with proper swimmers in a 50-meter pool, and I would get lapped by kids half my age, which was a little bit of a, this is now a different ball game. So I actually remember going to Rocco, saying to them, Rocco, we need a swimming coach for triathlon. And that's how Tix Triathlon Swimming actually started. So my parents actually moved to Pretoria during that time as well. And then my dad was the founder of the Tix Triathlon Club. So it's a little bit of a personal passion, Tix Triathlon. But yeah, it's nice to see all the swimmers that actually come through there, and like Vian and Kate and Rudolph. And I mean, there's so many, Vickers, Weber. And to know that deep inside, very deep, I planted a little seed with regards to that. So very happy about that.
Yeah, very, very cool indeed. I'm good friends with Lindsay Parry. So I've been following what's happening at Tux and the HPC for quite a while. So, yeah, it's an amazing academy. And we see sort of like these little all centers of excellence popping up, not just in South Africa, but globally. There's lots of these. And being part of a swim squad that pushes you is quite important to getting better as well. I mean, you can push yourself so far, but getting into the pool with swimmers that are better than you, you've got no choice but to improve. Otherwise, you are, like you say, going to get lapped by kids half your age.
Yeah, I remember me and Casper Moody, we were the two weaker swimmers in the lane, and we would barely just touch the wall, and then like touch, breathe, and then we had to go back again. So, so yeah, there were some really challenging and dark moments there in the pool. I won't lie about that. But again, never give up is what I mentioned earlier, is the one thing that triathlon has taught me. And if you look now, our swim on 4.2Ks or 3.8Ks on an Ironman swim is a good swim, and it's a very competitive swim. And I got to do that by just, you know, getting the job done. And that by joining a coach, getting my stroke correction, joining a squad, and it really helped me.
What do you love doing in the water now? I mean, you say it's improved. It's obviously easier and feels better when you are swimming well, but what are some of the workouts you love doing?
Well, Neil McPherson still does my coaching program for me. And every now and then he throws some really interesting sessions in there. But for me, I like the faster, more competitive 100-meter sprints on a timeline, those type of things. It also makes the session go a bit quicker than the long, slow stuff. But yeah, Neil definitely keeps me on his toes, and he mixes it up a little bit, variation. Every session is obviously outcome and goal driven. So, but for me, I prefer those 100-meter sprints. I would get like 40 by 100 meters on a certain pace with 20 seconds rest. They're brutal, but you actually get into a nice groove, and I actually enjoy them. They go quite quickly.
Fantastic. Rihanna, thanks for your time today on the Kona Edge. Look forward to chatting a little bit about your bike next time out, but we'll save that for next week. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you for listening to Rihanna and myself on this edition of the Kona Edge. Don't forget, if you haven't left us a review on iTunes yet, please do. It's like our virtual tip jar. It's a way for you to say thanks for what we're doing here at the Kona Edge. And you have no idea. I really have to tell you, it helps us immensely. The more iTunes reviews we get, the more iTunes reckons we are pretty good at what we do. And I like to think we are pretty good at what we do. And they put the podcast in front of more people when they search for Triathlon Podcast or Ironman Podcast within iTunes. So if you haven't done it yet, please do. I'd really appreciate it if you literally takes 2 minutes, and it's a way just to say thanks. And I'll give you a shout out on the podcast. Don't forget to leave your sort of Twitter handle or Instagram handle so we can give you a shout out on social media as well, just to say thank you. So if you want to find out more how to do it, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/win. And just by doing it, we're giving away an entry into an Ironman race as well. You can get all the details there. That's thekonaedge.com/win.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.